got the food. D's got the beer. It's time to feed the resistance. Good morning, D.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm well. Little story behind this one. Last week, you remember I made a vegetarian version of a Creole gumbo?
Yes.
And a coworker of ours looked at me and said, "It's just like you to take something wonderful like gumbo and make it healthy."
Who the hell said that?
And then kind of sneered at me.
I'm going to punch him in the face. Nobody talks to my Pat that way.
So I thought, you know what? New Year's resolutions out the window for this week. I'm not going to do anything healthy.
Good.
Kaylin, this is especially for you.
Oh, I'm coming to get her.
I made this week I've never made this before, but I saw the recipe a few years ago and I've been wanting to make it. Okay. My wife doesn't have an interest in it, and I don't know why, because it's everything we love, but a chev, chorizo, and chocolate panini.
I never would have thought to throw it all together.
Now, not only was there a recipe on Food 52 for this, but then there was an attached article on why chorizo and chocolate go together.
Sure.
I don't remember
spice
why.
Spice and chocolate.
Yeah. But so they literally said you should do these things together.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite candy bars I ever got, a lady gave it to me. It's one of those, I don't know, it's like a Fair Labor chocolate bar or whatever. But it was dark chocolate and cayenne pepper and jalapeno.
That makes sense, yeah.
And it was
in
like,
the same way. Yeah.
So good.
In the exact same way, it makes sense, yeah. And I also like salty with chocolate.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So.
Yeah, throw it all together, dude.
There we go.
Slap her in a Sammy.
Yeah, and the chev just gives this nice creaminess to the whole thing.
100%.
Like I said, I've never had it before. Laura and I didn't even have it for dinner last night. We had something else with chorizo, and I took the leftover chorizo and brought it here today.
All right. I love it. We're using everything. Now, pairing beer and chocolate together is actually really, really, really fun. And something maybe we could talk about more for Valentine's Day stuff.
Ooh, that's coming up.
So there's different beers that you want with different kinds of chocolate. If this would have been a milk chocolate, which I think would be weird, but whatever, you're going to go for something like an oatmeal stout, something like that.
Okay.
And that roasted malt character is just going to go really nice with that super sweet milk chocolate. If this was like a semi-sweet, which whenever I think about semi-sweet chocolate, I think about breaking into the cabinet when I was a kid and just eating the chocolate chips out of the bag.
And going, this is awful.
Yeah, totally right. Like,
yeah, I remember the first time I stole some semi-sweet chocolate. But what is this? No.
Uh-huh. If we were doing that, we'd pair it with a Pilsner. But with the dark chocolate, especially with the spice or the salt, we are rocking with our IPA, dude.
Okay.
So this is going to be fantastic together. I brought in, and I'm actually wearing the Bell's shirt. I did not plan that. From Bell's Brewery with the Hop Slam Ale. This is a double IPA.
Okay.
And it's also got a little bit of honey in there.
So explain to me what a double IPA is as opposed to an IPA.
It's going to have more booze in it.
Okay.
This is a 10%er.
So we're really throwing the New Year's resolutions out the window
totally,
for this one.
Totally, dude. Dry
we're
January.
Having chocolate. We're having chocolate. We're having chorizo, cheese, and lots of booze.
Bell's, one of my favorite breweries of all time. They bring us Oberon, which is the first sign of summer.
That's right.
So, yeah.
All right, let's give it a try.
All right, here we go. Yeah, right? I even gave up carbs, dude. Look, what are you doing to me in here, Pat? that's really good, dude.
I'm not getting much of the chorizo in my first bite, so I need another bite.
Oh, wow. That is not what I expected at all. That sandwich brings out a really unique characteristic in the beer, and I'm trying to figure out what it is.
What it is, yeah. But it goes together absolutely perfectly.
It almost makes it taste like a wine.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
And by the way, as we're talking about No Booze January, mm-hmm. I have yet to find a decent alcohol-free wine.
Yeah.
Beers do a good job.
Wines
do not.
There's a whole bunch of awesome NA beers out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
so that
no
part
wine.
Has been fairly easy. The wine part has been very difficult.
Right, totally. Well, hey, how about, since we're throwing the resolutions out the window, let's go get a box of wine at Woodman.
I love it. Let's do it. All right, we cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.